For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Becca Schimmel. For most of us, seeing the impact Hurricane Dorian has had on the Bahamas is something that's sad but abstract. But that's not the case for Western Kentucky University student Kazan Taylor. The freshman is a native of the Bahamas and told us his country wasn't ready for something as deadly as Dorian.
In the Bahamas, we expect hurricanes because we're in a hurricane zone, but nobody ever expected something like this. I mean, to have a hurricane sit in one place over a period of time, like, that was just outright scary. I couldn't believe it was happening. So I can't begin to feel the pain and the agony that people who actually were in the hurricane that they felt. Those who made it, they're just grateful that they have life. I mean, even though they lost their homes.
With it being your first time living away from the Bahamas, what has it been like to be hearing about Hurricane Dorian while your family and friends are there?
Not only hearing about it, seeing the videos of people screaming for help, people in agony, people in fear. I mean, it does something to me because I'm so far away and I hate to see my people in agony like that.
And have you been able to be in contact with your family?
Yes, I've been in contact with my family. My family is located in New Providence. It did not get as much effect as Grand Bahama and Abaco, but we are all one people. So if people in Grand Bahama and Abaco feel the devastation of this hurricane, I too feel it because we are one nation.
Tell me a little bit more about what it's like growing up, or what it was like growing up in the Bahamas.
Well, it's very much different here. It's always sunny. So much friends, so much family. It's like a big family in the Bahamas. So much camaraderie. It's like we look after each other. So when things like this happen, this is when everybody comes together. This is when everyone unites. And that's what I loved most about my country. And our motto is forward, upward, onward together. And that's how we go about with everything.
And so is it hard for you not being there right now to help?
Yes, it's extremely hard for me right now, but I'm going to do my best to try and do something where I can.
What are you hearing from family and friends back home?
Well, from what I'm hearing, there's a lot of damage. During the hurricane, there were rising waters, extraordinary amount of flooding, flooded streets and homes, fallen trees, stripped rooftops, damaged homes and businesses, even a loss of life. But my people are just happy that they have life.
Can you tell me about a time when, growing up in the Bahamas, you saw people really unite and come together to be there for each other?
We have neighboring countries too, in the Caribbean. So one memory would be when Hurricane, I think it was Matthew, hit Dominica, and we opened our doors to them and we gave some of their students free school services. So that would be a time where not only we unite with Bahamians, but we unite with our fellowing brothers and sisters and our fellow countries in the Caribbean.
We've been speaking with Kazan Taylor, a native of the Bahamas and a freshman in Western Kentucky University. He says he's hoping for an outpouring of support for his country in the coming weeks and months as it seeks to recover from Hurricane Dorian. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel.